The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Celebrities who endorse Joe Biden are freaking out right now, still after the debate and other age debacles. And the first one that has done that is Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert is among a group of Hollywood elites that has built their career by pretending to tell jokes. They're basically propagandists at this point. And they're not actually funny anymore. And you'll remember that Stephen Colbert specifically is a massive Biden fan. Well, he's now wanting to ditch him after the debate. Take a look.
The competing virtue here, there's another competing virtue, and that is self-sacrifice. And self-sacrifice takes a particular kind of courage. And that is a courage I believe Joe Biden is capable of. I believe he's a good enough man. He is a good enough president to put the needs of the country ahead of the needs of his ego. And however painful that might be, it is possible handing leadership to a younger generation is the right thing for the greater goodest. Or good as, either one.
So I couldn't play the whole monologue here, but if you watch the whole monologue, the whole thing is just a roast of Joe Biden. It's talking about his age, about how incompetent he is, and he's essentially saying to Joe Biden, cut your pride. The only people who want you in the race is you and your family. So, like, your party doesn't want you. You as the president, as a presidential nominee, you are the leader of the party, and nobody wants you. But they can't force you out. That's the irony, right? Which says a lot, by the way, about his family. I do want to point that out. Joe Biden, to have the pride to want to keep going is kind of typical of an older man. It's fine. I get it. But for your family, like his wife and his kids just want him to keep on going. He's 81. Like, let him just, like, I don't like Joe Biden, but I still feel really bad for this guy. It's elder abuse, as people have pointed out, to make him keep getting, you know, getting up and having to speak in front of people and to be humiliated on stage. It's elder abuse, and it shows that the family really cares about being in power, I think, even more than Joe Biden, especially Jill. Jill Biden is the one who's been running our country. There's no question about it. It's because she is power hungry. The whole party cares about who has the best chance of beating Trump. That's what Democrats care about. And the only thing that the family cares about is having as much power as possible at the expense of their 81-year-old grandpa or husband or father. So Democrat elites are panicking right now, rightfully so, by the way. Like, as of now, they're screwed. I'll show you why they're screwed, by the way. If you look at these odds, this was posted by Nate Silver earlier this week. Nate Silver is, like, one of the most credible pollsters out there. He's been right on almost every single presidential election this decade. He's in charge of 538, if you've seen any of that. And he's a pretty nonpartisan guy. He tends to be a little bit more left-leaning in his polls just in terms of his bias. But in any case, his polls are pretty solid. If you look at the odds, I want to pull them up right now for you to see. These, again, this is from this week. So this is after kind of the results of the debate debacle and Biden's interview with George Stephanopoulos as well, which is really bad. This is what we're looking at from Nate Silver. He says that Trump has a 70% chance of winning the Electoral College. 70, and by the way, that's all that matters, right? The Electoral College is all that matters. So, in other words, Nate Silver is saying that he's a 70% chance of winning, which is astounding. That is more than twice what Biden has. It's crazy. But here's the other part that I want to point out that's even more crazy. I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe the only time a Republican this century has won the popular vote was in 2004 with Bush. Could be wrong, so you can fact check me on that if you want, but it doesn't happen very often for Republicans. Right here, Nate Silver is saying that Trump has a 56% chance of winning the popular vote. And I've been saying for a long time that if Joe Biden doesn't at least get 3% more of the popular vote than Donald Trump, that he'll lose. He has to get 3% more. And the reason why is just because of how the Electoral College breaks up. It's one of the reasons why Democrats are so hell-bent on destroying the Electoral College. But you can see here that, like, that's not even on the table. If right now we were seeing Biden has a 56% chance instead of Trump of winning, I would still say Trump's probably going to win. That's how bad this is for Biden. I would still say that Trump's going to win if Biden took the popular vote. But at this point, Nate Silver says Trump is easily going to beat Biden on the Electoral College and even beat him on the popular vote. That's astounding. This narrative that Trump is somehow unpopular when compared to Biden is just simply not true. And the numbers are so clear there. I think there's a world in which every single swing state, except maybe Michigan or Pennsylvania, goes toward Trump and he wins in pretty much a landslide. The other thing I want you to look at, this is really fascinating. This poll was done by Southern California Research, which shows that Trump is only 3 points behind Biden in Virginia. 3 points in Virginia. So at that point, according to that poll, Virginia is now a toss-up state, which it never was before. If Trump were to take Virginia, it would be over. It'd be over initially. But this is the really interesting part. In the same poll, if you match up Trump and Kamala Harris, you can see it right here, it's a tie. It is a tie. And so basically, these are horrible numbers for Democrats because essentially you can keep Biden for sure, or you can lose him, but either way, you're going to lose. If Virginia is that close, and there's other polls that I've showed in the past, by the way, that shows Harris losing by like 5 to 10 points in the general election. Again, if Harris was beating Trump by 1 point in the general election, Trump would still win because of the Electoral College. That's what I'm saying. That's how bad it is and how dire it is for Democrats. But that's not the case. Trump is up in the popular vote, and so essentially they're screwed. Stephen Colbert can talk all day about wanting to switch Biden out, but it looks bad either way. In fact, the polling kind of shows that keeping Biden in is a little bit better because a lot of people don't know who these other people are. I know it sounds crazy, but a lot more people know who Joe Biden is than Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris gets nobody excited. If you're a Democrat and you're kind of one of those reasonable Democrats and you hear that it's Trump versus Kamala Harris, you probably just won't show up to vote. And that means Donald Trump wins. So Stephen Colbert, according to him, I mean, this is his words, not even mine. The Democrats are stuck between a rock and a hard place. Stephen Colbert was not the only celebrity, though, that sounded the panic alarm on Joe Biden. George Clooney wrote a op-ed in the New York Times, and it is called, "I Love Joe Biden, But We Need a New Nominee." And you can't get much more direct than that. I mean, you'll remember, before we go into the contents of the op-ed, let's just take a stroll down memory lane. Less than 1 month ago, Julia Roberts, the Obamas, Jimmy Kimmel, George Clooney. This was like the Avengers of the leftist liberal media and elites. They were getting together. This was the Avengers. And by the way, credit where credit is due, they raised a butt ton of money for Joe Biden at this event. Okay, I mean, you get the Obamas together, you get Jimmy Kimmel, George Clooney. I think they're all clowns, but I mean, they make liberals excited. They do. They got tons of money for Joe Biden. Again, this was less than 1 month ago. Now George Clooney, I'm going to just read the title of the op-ed one more time because it's astounding. George Clooney writes this op-ed in the New York Times titled, "I Love Joe Biden, But We Need a New Nominee." So what changed? The question then is, what changed from a month ago in George Clooney's mind to now? Did he not know that Joe Biden was senile? That seems a little unlikely that George Clooney didn't know, because presumably if he put on an event for him, he knows him pretty well. You know, during that event, he was with him all day. So I don't think it's reasonable to say that George Clooney didn't know that Joe Biden was senile. Of course, they know that. But what they weren't counting on was you knowing about it. That's what it comes down to. All those liberal elites, all those actors that I just named, the Democrat elite just in general, their count, and the media, holy cow, the media, with the cheap fakes and all that going on, they're banking on the fact that you wouldn't know about it. Because the media have tried to keep it under wraps unsuccessfully for so long, they hope to get away with it. Because as you've seen, all the Democrats are saying online things like, it's not a president, it's an administration. You've heard that. I read this every day on X. I read it on Facebook, on Instagram. You're seeing it's not the president, it's the administration, which, by the way, is it only shows how much they love bureaucracy, by the way. That's they're literally proving that they love the bureaucrats that the president puts in place. But again, they're counting on you not knowing. And the debate happened, and I mean, people already knew before that. I mean, they weren't fooling a lot of people. But for those people who aren't as much into politics and tuned into the debate, it was undeniable. And that's why you saw the floodgate open. All the liberals now are crying because the media, they can't. It's too far. They can't gaslight their way out of this. Before, they could kind of get away with it. We saw the debate. We watched it. You're hearing all these people on the left saying, oh, but Joe Biden's neurologist is saying he's fit. We watched the debate. I saw it with my own eyes, and the media knows, and the elites know, including George Clooney. He goes, crap. Well, I knew he was senile. America now knows as well. You know, again, after the debate, after the interview with George Stephanopoulos, there was just no question. People have seen it with their own eyes, and so now it is time to jump ship. And this is the problem with celebrities in the media. They will gaslight you and gaslight you, but one day, truth comes forward. And if that truth comes forward, then they're screwed and they have to give into it. And just one reason why they focus so much on censorship. But the whole op-ed, I'm just going to read one part for everybody to see this. The whole op-ed can really be summarized with this one part. George Clooney says, this is about age, nothing more, but also nothing that can be reversed. We're not going to win in November with this president. On top of that, we won't win the House. We're going to lose the Senate. This isn't only my opinion. This is the opinion of every senator and Congress member and governor who I've spoken with in private, every single one, irrespective of what he or she is saying publicly. And again, this proves the point that I'm talking about. They've known it this whole time. They've gaslighted you. And now that it is impossible to keep lying, they've come out and talked about it as if it's always been that way. Of course, Joe Biden is too old. He's 81. That's what they're saying now. When 6 weeks ago, George Clooney included, was talking about how fit he was for president. They're in full-blown panic. I don't blame them because they're stuck between Biden and Kamala Harris, because if they don't go for Kamala Harris, the progressives will eat them alive because they'll be like, you don't want a black woman in power. So they screwed themselves because they have Biden, who's senile, and Kamala Harris, who is the worst politician of all time. And if they don't go for Kamala Harris, then the progressives go crazy. If they don't go with Biden, then kind of the Biden, you know, I can't even believe these people exist, but the Biden loyalists get angry and they stop voting. And so for that reason alone, they're going to lose. You know, you can see it with your own eyes, but when you look at the polling, it only gets worse. So again, it's on paper. You can see it in front of you. The media can't gaslight us this time. And I think we'll be in store for a red sweep in 2024 in November, just like in 2016. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.